All right. Well, this has been, so far, a fishing-themed show. We started out with Joe Marion talking about big water boating safety and fish and salmon on Lake Michigan out of Ludington. Then Mark Martin, very well-known walleye professional, talking about all things walleye fishing. And then we're going to wrap it up and continue on the fishing vein. This time, we're going to head south and talk about muskies. Muskies on Lake St. Clair with Don Miller of Miller Sport Fishing Charters, the website millers-sportfishing.com. And he's with us on the Outdoor Magazine phone line to wrap up this week's show. Don, welcome back. How are you?
Very well, Mike. Good to hear things are going well for you and you're going to Quebec. I was getting laughing about putting the broadhead in the rib cage there, the bear, to change his attitude about wrecking your blind.
Well, yeah, he already cost me one blind, and the next time he's going to see a blind, I'm going to be sitting in it, so I'm not going to give him the chance to wreck that one.
Sure.
Hey, Don, if I remember right, your season just kicked off, right?
First Saturday of June, it'll be here.
It's just getting ready to kick off.
Just
okay.
Getting ready to kick off.
Okay. I mean, have you been on the water? I think when I called you the other day, you were on the water. Was it a shakedown cruise, or can you do catch and release for muskies before the season?
I was just a shakedown cruise. You can't catch and release muskies before the season. You can't target that species before the season begins.
Unlike bass anglers.
Unlike bass.
Yeah, which drives me absolutely bonkers, but I won't go into that this week.
Sure.
Tell me about muskie fishing on Lake St. Clair. I mean, you guys have a reputation as a world-class, a one-of-a-kind fishery that is so much more productive than even the best of muskie waters in Wisconsin or Minnesota.
I think arguably Lake St. Clair could probably be one of the premier muskie lakes in the entire North American continent. The only other things in this part of the country, it's better than anything out there.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. You say arguably. I'm not a musky angler, and I don't know a lot of musky waters, but from what I've heard, I can't imagine anybody even questioning that statement about you guys being world-class or probably number one.
Yeah, I think on any given day, Lake St. Clair will produce alone, single-handedly, more 30-pound class fish in a day's time than probably any other five bodies of water in North America put together can. In one day.
Is the 30-pound mark, is that kind of the benchmark for a true trophy?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that 30-pound club right there is pushed in pretty good. Also, last year, Mike, I seen three 40-pound class fish.
40-pound fish?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. That's got to be one of the best seasons ever, or no?
That was my best season ever. We caught over 400 muskies last year. We had 34 that were 45 inches and 20 pounds or larger. I've seen three 40-pound class fish. A lot of big fish last year. A lot of big fish. My largest was 52 inches and 41 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm looking at your website, millers-sportfishing.com, and you've got a picture of four huge fish on there right now. I would imagine at least three of those are 40-pound fish?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing, Don. I mean, most people will go their entire lives and never catch a fish nearly this size, yet you're doing it, I don't want to say routinely, but you are routinely catching 20-pound fish. What's the secret?
I would just say the secret is, you never want to leave fish to go find fish. That's just bad business. I mean, if you know you have fish below your boat, and they're there is let them look at you and give them time, because muskies aren't going to feed all day long. When they want something, they're going to come at it, you know. But you have to be a little bit patient with them. A lot of times it happens quick too, but you just have to know where things are at right there. And once you find what you're looking for, don't give up on it, you know. Just don't go looking for some other thing down the lake and leave what you got right underneath the boat.
Now, our friends who fish, say, Lake Michigan routinely, and they're used to being out in 100 and 200, 600 feet of water, Lake St. Clair is a different critter, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a whole different ball game. The average depth of Lake St. Clair is 15 feet deep, and I'd say probably your late spring and early summer fishing, you're going to be catching fish between the coming off of their adjacent spawning areas out to where the schools of bait are at. So you're catching them between the shore and the schools of bait. So you're fishing a parallel, a lot more parallel with the shore, versus when you get into late summer fishing, you're going to be fishing over in the middle of the lake a little bit more with depths of 17 to 19 feet of water and fishing from the inside of the middle toward the shore. You know?
And last time I was down there, the water in places was gin clear, crystal clear. Is that still the case?
Still the case.
I was just going to ask you how that affects the fishing, because in looking at the pictures of these four huge fish on the website, 2 days are bluebird skies, one day slightly overcast, and one a little bit more. But it looks like, you know, it's not like walleye fishing where you think, well, it needs to be a walleye chop and a dark overcast day, especially in that clear water. Fish are not intimidated, not scared?
I think the fish, they're going to approach you still on a real clear day. I think their keenest sense of survival is based on their sight. I'd say that's probably about 80%, and the other 20% would be a lateral perception move to where they see a little and feel a lot with those little feeler holes around the side of the gill plate right there. When the water's a little bit more cloudier or it's overcast or you got a little chop, broken light line, they may not see the bait as good as when it's dead calm but when you get into the real clean water, you want to trigger a reactionary strike. And I'd say your speed of trolling is always relative to the type of condition that you have. I'd say speeds can go anywhere between 4.5 miles an hour, four to 4.5 miles an hour when it's a little bit choppy and just a little bit stained to the water. But when it's real gin clear, you got to speed it up and maybe speeds of close to 6 miles an hour.
Six miles an hour. I know first time I fished with you, I thought we were going water skiing, not trolling. It was so fast. Don, listen, we got to take a break here on the Outdoor Magazine Show. We got a lot more to talk about. So when we come back, we will continue this conversation with Captain Don Miller of Miller's Sport Fishing Charters, the website millers-sportfishing.com. Don is, without a doubt, one of the best and most well-known muskie charter captain on Lake St. Clair. I mean, after all, he was trained by the best, Homer LeBlanc. His website, again, millers-sportfishing.com. The muskie season on Lake St. Clair coming up real soon now. And if you want to book a trip and have a lot of fun, I would recommend Captain Don. Millers-sportfishing.com. And lots more coming up with Don after this on Outdoor Magazine.